Inspired by sound.
Hello and welcome to Inspired by Sound. We're going to take a look today at the Complete Control S Series Mark III keyboard, in particular the S61 Mark III, which is what's sitting in front of me now. Native Instruments did their own video on this, but I thought I'd do mine as well because I've done every other and it seems like a silly thing to break tradition over. So, let's get started. I'm going to forget something in this, I can guarantee, okay? So if I forget something, one of you can pull me up in the comments. However, in the video description, you will find Native Instruments' own video on this topic, along with Chris Ankin's exceptionally good write-up, as per usual, on the NI Accessibility Helper, which is what's currently on our screen now. What is the NI Accessibility Helper, and what is its purpose? Well, Native Instruments decided to change the way that they use, or they talk, rather, to their keyboard lineup, in particular the Mark IIIs. I'm assuming, and I'm making an assumption, by the way, this is not fact, that this will trickle down to other things eventually. However, what this essentially does is allows the keyboard to independently speak of a DAW. There's no longer a need for a DAW to be in the way of the keyboard talking. So, for example, I could go into the hardware settings for the keyboard and adjust the velocity. I could change the pedals, and all of that now speaks because of the NI Accessibility Helper. So if you pick up an S-Series Mark III keyboard, you will probably have to update the firmware. And to do that, follow Chris's guide. I'm not going to cover that in this video. I'm just going to show you a few of the keyboard functions, as many as I can remember, and hopefully I don't forget something important, but I know I will, because there's so much more than Mark II had. So let's get started. The NI Accessibility Helper, when you run it, you can configure it. On Windows, I believe you'll have to hit the Applications key on the System Tray icon and choose the Settings. On Mac, that's going to be in Menu Extras, so do, if you're using VoiceOver VOM twice, VoiceOver M twice, and find the NI Accessibility Helper there. Now,
main volume, zero.
You're going to want to hide that window once you've configured it. There's a Settings panel there. You can adjust speech speed and voice and everything like that, because just minimizing it isn't going to send it to the Menu Extras. So to do that, you would, at least on Mac, sorry, you're going to do the VOM twice, as I say, and choose Hide Window. While you're there as well, go back into that option and choose Launch at Login. Right, so in the normal way that you run these things, it's necessary to turn on accessibility. And as you heard a minute ago, I leant on one of the 8 knobs, which I'll be discussing in a bit. But to do that, it's Shift and the DAW button. It's top left of the keyboard and top right of the keyboard, and you can do that, and it will turn off accessibility in this case.
Accessibility mode off.
And it speaks and says accessibility mode off. And if we do Shift and the same key again.
Accessibility mode on. Press H for help.
Accessibility mode on. Press H for help. And it says that because it knows I am actually in the accessibility window. Now, if I press H, it will give us a lot of blurb and it will also be on the screen. And I'll quickly do that, but we won't spend too much time here because we want to talk about the keyboard and its functions, don't we?
The NI Accessibility Helper divides your control surface into zones consisting of controls. Zones can be navigated and accessibility controls with controls in each zone. You can disable and re-enable speech in each zone. You control this by using your computer keyboard when the helper window is in focus. With your support control access button on, press T to enter or exit a self-guided tour. The following keys, the NI Accessibility Helper divides your control surface into zones consisting of controls. Zones can be navigated in the helper, as in the controls in each zone. Stop.
Guess what? That's a little bit awkward. You can't stop it, so it doesn't shut up. Never mind. These things happen. So, essentially, it's telling us that it divides the keyboard into zones, and you can interact with these zones. No problem. So if I go down in this list here,
Control zone,
and press the right arrow,
one shift,
it'll tell me that one is shift, and shift is the top left key.
To undo,
that's the next key along from shift.
Three quantize.
If I go down,
Transport zone, one loop off,
which is the top row of the transport block.
Two metro on. Three automate off.
On or off. Underneath that will be play, stop, and record.
Settings, one player set, two MIDI.
Well, actually.
Transport zone. One loop off. Three automate off.
Oh yeah, you've got to go to the right.
Four play.
There we go.
Five record. Six stop.
That part's a little bit unclear because there are actually six. There are three buttons, but there's actually six in total, but there's three above and then three below. So you'd think you'd go down, but you don't. That's another zone altogether. That's all right. You'll probably explore it the same way I do. So you can also do the old-fashioned training mode by hitting double shift.
Shift. Training mode off. Training mode on.
Stay on. There we go. And now you can press buttons to your heart's content without causing any problems.
Play. Record. Stop. Loop off. Metro on. Automate off.
All right. So let's go in a decent order of this keyboard and see what we can find. How about that? So we already know that the top row on the top left is Shift.
Undo.
And then Undo.
Quantize.
And Quantize. If you Shift Undo, what do we get?
Shift. Redo disabled.
Redo disabled, because there's nothing to redo at the moment. There's logic in the background.
Quantize.
And Quantize. No difference there. What about the transport block?
Loop off.
Loop off.
Metro on.
Metro.
Automate off.
And automate. What about shifted?
Loop off. Tempo.
Ooh.
Automate off.
Now that's exciting, isn't it? Tempo on the keyboard directly. This is cool, and you'll see that later. How about the play?
Play. Record. Stop.
Okay, and shifted?
Shift. Restart.
That's play.
Counting on.
That's record.
Stop.
And that is stop. To the right of all of these is a kind of column we've got of two buttons up and down, then two to the left and right, and then two beneath that. So if I press the top one in this list,
play assist.
Play assist. We'll talk about that. Underneath,
MIDI.
MIDI, and we'll talk about that. And underneath this,
first page disabled. First page.
You've got two buttons in the left-right configuration, like the older keyboards and like the A and M series keyboards, that go between the pages that the knobs control. Underneath that,
previous disabled, next disabled.
These are for your presets. What do these buttons do shifted? Let's see if the top one does anything. Play assist.
Shift, play assist.
Nothing. How about the other one?
Settings.
Ooh, settings. Now that is exciting. Okay, to the right of that, we have a screen. And there are eight buttons above the screen, and these are soft buttons. Just like on the Mark II keyboards, they exist here as well. What do they do in this case?
Smart controls off.
Smart controls.
Studio piano stereo.
Studio piano.
Stereo delay SS off.
Ooh, stereo delay.
Unassigned. 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 Unassigned.
So the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are unassigned. And shifted, they will do different things as well. Let's see. Shift one, anything?
Shift, smart controls off. Studio piano stereo. Stereo delay SS off. Unassigned.
At the moment, no. But in a complete track, they will. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, to the right of that, we have another three buttons, just like the Mark II did.
Browser.
Browser.
Plugin.
Plugin.
Four.
And DAW. And we'll talk about that too. If I do Shift and Browser.
Shift. MIDI templates.
MIDI templates. And plugin.
Plugin.
Nothing. And if I do Shift and DAW, accessibility will turn off, so let's not do that. Underneath that is a great big metal controller, the six-way encoder dial. Underneath the screen are the eight knobs you may be familiar with if you've ever had a Native Instruments keyboard before. Okay, so let's come out of training mode.
Training mode off.
Let's minimize this window.
Under, desktop,
and let's go to Logic.
Audio hijack, OBS, Logic Pro, under, Logic Pro,
and I forgot to slow my speech down, so please allow me to do that now.
Mate 100% pitch, mate 95%, 65, 60% tracks group.
There we go. All right, so we've got three tracks in front of us now, and if I go down the list.
Track two complete. Track three complete.
You're noticing maybe that the speech is doubled up. And this is because this keyboard is actually reading the track names as well as the DAW. So I can mute voiceover.
Speech muted.
Like this, and simply arrow around.
Piano.
Like that, and Logic will read it. And I can play the keyboard. And if I press the plugin button.
Plugin.
And then pull on the six-way encoder.
Complete.
It'll move to an empty complete track. Okay. So, I'm going to load a sound first and foremost, because we want to talk about the browser. And we want to talk about what the buttons do when focused on a complete track. So, let's go into the browser.
Complete.
And
browser.
I'm going to double hit shift.
Training mode on.
Because we want to explore the eight buttons, above the screen. First and foremost, this is important. Everything is a bit different from Mark II. So if you had a Mark II and think you can come to a Mark III, instantly know it, I'm sorry, you're wrong. So, button one.
Previous, empty disabled.
Empty disabled.
Next, empty disabled.
Next, empty disabled. And that is because those are previous and next for the instrument and then the effect. Okay?
Previous, instruments disabled.
Then you've got the instrument and to the right.
Next, instruments.
Instruments as well. Because that is going to, if I turn off training mode.
Training mode off. Next, loops.
Then it moves to.
Next, one shots.
One shots and loops.
Previous, instruments. Training mode on.
Putting training mode back on. So, the next button along.
User saved off.
User saved. That's where we switch to the user side of the browser.
Favorites off.
Favorites is button 6. Button 7.
Set favorite off.
Set favorite. And button 8.
Load.
You can also click in the big dial.
Load.
Which is also load. Okay. So shifted now. What happens when we do these same buttons shifted? Let's start with the first one above the screen.
Shift. Previous. Move disabled.
Move. This allows you to move and reorder your effects plugins. Of course, you can't move your instrument plugins because instrument has to be the first thing.
Next, move disabled.
Move as well.
Quick browse disabled.
Quick browse disabled. This is if you have switched some things around, but you didn't load anything, but you wanted to go back to how it was set previously. We can look at that in a moment as well.
Shift, speak preset on.
Speak preset. So when you're browsing your presets, it can speak it.
Unassigned.
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 Reset filters disabled.
Reset filters. So if you've set a bunch of filters up, for example, type this and subtype that and bank the other, you might want to just set it all back to nothing. It's a quick way of doing that. I actually forgot that was there. I've never used it.
Shift. Prehear on.
The last button in this list is prehear. And this plays a sound when you're browsing for sounds, like a little preview of the sound. So why don't we load a sound on this track?
Shift. Training mode on. Training mode off.
Sometimes I'll double press it and it won't say training mode off and it'll confuse me and it's kind of weird. Okay, so let's discuss the 8-knob movement here. It's similar to Mark II, if you've used a Mark II, but it's not at all like the A and M series because with those, you browse by pushing the dial to the left and right, the big encoder. But this is Mark II adjacent, if you will. So the first knob
brand empty
is brand. This used to be called vendor. Next one.
Product empty.
Product.
Bank empty disabled.
Bank.
Subbank empty disabled.
Subbank.
Type empty.
Type.
Subtype empty disabled.
Subtype.
Character empty.
Character.
08 bar 130 plus BPM.
And the preview, the preset. So let me spin the brand dial and see where we end up.
Brand empty. Evolution series. Impact sound works. KV331 audio. Modart.
Modart. Okay. This actually would be quite a good one to try. So
product empty. Pianotech 9.
Let's try Pianotech 9. Okay, so I could touch the preset control here.
Amped, Petrif 275.
And it will tell me the name. I could turn it.
Amped, Petrif Binaural. Amped, Petrif Broken. Amped, Petrif Cos. Amped, Petrif Felt Eye.
Let's load a felt preset. So I have two ways of loading it. As I said, I can press the 8 button above the screen, or I can click in the dial.
Load.
And it's now loading. It's loaded. Okay, so now that we have a product loaded, of course we can play it as normal. No problem. And we can control the parameters by touching the controls here.
General volume 0. General dynamics 40. General velocity 0. General condition 0.22. General attack 0. Hammer hardness 0.
Hammer.
Hammer noise 1.0. Hammer tone 0.
And so on. And we can shift pages with the right.
Last page. Last page disabled.
Ah, you see.
First page disabled.
Here is where things get a little different. There are two modes to this keyboard. If the manufacturer allows you to access them. There's the NKS 1 mode, which gives you not very many pages of parameters, and there's the NKS 2 mode that does. And this may differ from DAW to DAW. In the case of Logic, button 2 above the screen is going to select the currently focused plugin. So I'll hit plugin first to be sure.
Plugin.
And then I'll press button 2.
Pianotech 9.
There we go.
Mics. Model.
Now, if I press button 2 again,
model.
It says model. So now we're actually in NKS2 territory. And NKS2 is a little different. You can change pages, but you also have these 8 buttons above the screen that will do different things and take you to key sections that the manufacturer has decided that you might want to investigate. So in the case of the Pianotech 9 product, if I press the first button above the screen,
main,
it says main. And if I press the next one,
model,
mics,
note effects, effects.
And effects.
Reverb. Unassigned.
Unassigned. And button 8 will say back.
Back.
And the reason to go back is so that these buttons perform the other function, which is the normal function that they would normally do. So, for example, button 1.
Smart controls.
Now says smart controls. Now, I can tell you, at least from my personal experience, that smart controls, as far as Native Instruments, as far as complete control tracks are concerned in Logic, aren't useful. They're sort of to do with the Play Assist, but you'd be better off pressing the play assist button directly. And in fact, why don't we cover that while we're here? If I press play assist now,
play assist, main mode arpeggiator,
then the mode is set to arpeggiator. But is it active?
Main type up.
I don't believe it is active. So how do we activate it? Good question. Let's go back into training mode.
Training mode on.
And let's see if the buttons above the screen can tell us something new.
Scale disabled. Art disabled. Hold off. Gate reset. One stroke gate off. One stroke 16 on. One stroke 16 T off. One stroke 32 off.
Okay.
Scale disabled.
Scale disabled.
Art disabled.
Art disabled. Let's come out of there. Let's press button 2.
Arp enabled.
Okay, so we enabled the arp by using the buttons above the screen. What do the knobs do?
Main mode arpeggiator.
Arpeggiator.
Main type up.
Arp.
Down, up, down. Main played. Chord.
Chord.
Played.
Okay.
Played. Rhythm rate 1 stroke 16. Rhythm rate 1 stroke 1 stroke 1 stroke 16 D. Rhythm sequence off. Rhythm swing 0%. Other octaves 1. 9%, 12%. Rhythm rate 1 stroke 16. 25%. 36%.
So I'm messing with the swing value there and it's doing all sorts of crazy things.
Other octaves, one.
So the play assist on this keyboard, unlike the Mark II keyboards, again, it's independent and these are actually in the keyboard. So if I
plug-in.
Press plugin,
piano,
and go to the first track called piano, and if I press play assist,
play assist.
Why are you letting me down?
Art disabled.
Where am I and why is it happening? This is what happens when you do a live demo, boys and girls.
Play assist.
And other things like this.
Arp enabled.
It's okay. There we go. That's all a bit random and weird, isn't it? So what this means is, by the way, this soundtrack, I need to talk about it in a minute, I'm going to. This sound is not a complete control instance. It is a Logic stock instrument. And that's why this is cool. Because it no longer ties you, the Play Assist features no longer tie you to using them only with complete control instances. It's kind of cool. That's a really weird sounding arp. I have no idea quite why it's like that.
Main mode arpeggiator.
But it is. Anyway, let's turn
arp disabled.
That off and come out of there.
Plugin.
So I wanted to show you this plugin in particular because it's Logic Stock.
Studio Piano Stereo.
So I press button 2 above the screen and if I tap across these 8 controls, let me make sure I'm on the first page.
First page disabled.
That's important. I can show you what happens.
Instrument, vintage upright. Volume stereo mic A, 100.
Yeah.
Volume stereo mic B, 100. Volume mono mic, 100. Mic A on.
Right. So what happens with this is that the keyboard will auto map any plugin. Okay, any plugin. That's one of these wonderful things about these new keyboards. Any plugin is mapped. It doesn't matter if it's complete control from Native Instruments. It doesn't matter if it's from a third party, anything like that. So I can control this and I've got a delay. You may remember from the very beginning of the video, I've got a delay set up over here. I'm going to change this sound of the piano before we do that, though, just to prove a point.
Mic A on.
I'm going to turn the mic A off.
Off.
And I play the keyboard and nothing happens. If I turn mic 2 on,
on,
we get a different sound. Let's turn mic 2 off and turn the mono mic on, because that will really, really show a drastic change.
Mic A on, off. Mic B on, mic B on, off. Mic mono on.
There
on.
We go. Very cool. All right, let's switch that off and switch the first mic back on.
Mic B on, off.
Because
mic mono on, off. Mic A on.
The buttons above the screen now move us to the different plugins that are in the keyboard, different slots.
Smart controls.
So smart controls. Now here, smart controls will show us different things. I will show you what smart controls does on a complete control track in a moment, but let's see what it shows on a Logic track.
Main volume, 0. Volume stereo mic A, 100. Volume stereo mic B, 100. Volume mono mic, right note, 1 stroke 8.
Ah.
Right note, 1 stroke 8. Left note, 1 stroke 16. Volume mono mic, 100.
So it's a combination at the moment. 100. Shh. I speak. You know speak. It's a combination of the most important controls that Logic thinks are in the piano and some controls in the first effect slot, which happens to be stereo delay.
Right note, one stroke gate, feedback, 63, mix, zero.
And there's a mix here, and it's set to zero. What if I turn this mix up?
59, 64, 100, zero, 52, 45, 45.
This actually is useful because it allows me to show you some of these controls without having to go into the delay plugin. I'm going to do it anyway, but still. Why don't we adjust these?
Right note, one stroke gate, one stroke 16 triplet. One stroke 32 dot, left note, one stroke 16, one stroke 16 triplet. One stroke 2 dotted. One stroke 2 dotted. One stroke 2 dotted. Right note, one stroke 2 dot, 75. 75.
Great. That's working. Right, I turn the mix all the way down. So that's smart controls. If I press button 3 above the screen,
stereo delay, SS.
Now we get to the stereo delay and all the parameters for the stereo delay instead of just a handful of them. So the right hand controls, for example.
Right mix, zero.
Right mix, zero.
30. 48. 46.
So we've only turned up the right mix. Let's
right
turn
mix,
it down again.
40, zero.
In the smart controls, the mix was actually showing both controls at once. So it had stereo linked them. Very useful. Anyway, the reason I show this is just briefly to show you that it can control a third-party plugin. It's really nice. Let's go back to this complete control instance.
Complete.
There we go. Ah, look, the play assist features are still active. So, let's stop those.
Piano Tech 9.
Ah, what do I have to do? Play assist first.
Play assist.
Then button 2.
Art disabled.
Then plugin.
Plugin.
And I'm going to press the preset down key. What happens when I do that?
Next preset, Ant, Petrofelt 2.
Ant, Petrofelt 2. It's actually announcing the preset, so we no longer just have to press the preset and guess what it's going to be. Preset down again.
Next preset, Ant, Petrofelt Intimate.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So that is that. Now, we must try adding an effect to this sound. How do we do that? Let's go into training mode.
Training mode on.
And this time, let's see what happens if I hold shift and look at the buttons above the screen. I have a theory. I know the answer because I forgot to press button 8 to leave the NKS2 mapping, but let's just see.
Main. Model off. Mics off. Note FX off.
I was correct. So let me come out of training mode.
Training mode off.
Press button 8.
Black.
Now, training mode on.
Training mode on.
Okay, let's do shift and the buttons above the screen again.
Shift. Previous, move disabled. Next, move disabled. Bypass disabled. Next, move disabled. Bypass disabled. Remove disabled. Add.
Ah, add. So, shift button 6.
Training mode off.
Let's do that.
Complete.
And we're in the browser again. And if I turn or look at the second knob in the browser,
brand, empty. Product, empty. Absent 6. Ambient. Audio track. Bass rider. Bite. Black hole. Lux primes. C1. C4. Center. Choral. Clartour.
All right.
Class 76. Enhanced EQ.
Let's
guitar rig.
Pick something that's really going to make a difference. Let's go for
product, guitar rig. L3 LL multi.
Replica.
OK driver. Ozone 12 dine.
Element O.
Product, Ozone 12 dine. Ozone 12 limb. Pubic child
600.
Product, Pubic child Q10. RC20. Product, R channel. R compressor. Replica. Replica XT.
There we
replica
go. XT. And let's turn on my favorites list because I've got a lot of favorites in Replica XT. So if I press button 6.
Favorites on.
There we go. And if I now.
Analog reflections, Apollo.
Turn the dial. Apollo's beautiful. I'm going to click into Apollo.
Load.
I absolutely love that sound. It doesn't matter what you put through it nearly, but pianos come out some of the best. Oh, it's just gorgeous. So, I can now press button 2 above the screen.
Piano Tech 9.
Piano Tech. And if I press button 3, hopefully it will actually still
Replica XT.
Yeah, it didn't go into the NKS2 mapping. If you want it to go into the NKS2 mapping, if you double press the button, it should go in
Piano Tech 9.
To it.
Piano Tech 9. Mics.
Yes, it did. So now when I pressed the button 3, instead of saying replica, it says mics.
Model.
Model. So if I go up.
Previous preset and Petrofelt 2.
I want to go
previous preset and Petrofelt
to Felt 1 and have this Apollo delay here. All right. Now, let's say we want to record something.
Stop.
Let's press play and hear the metronome, the tempo.
Play.
It's a bit quick, okay? So let's do shift and the metronome key. The metronome is above record, by the way.
Shift, tempo.
There we go. And if I press play, I'm going to turn the big dial because none of the eight knobs do anything at this point. If I turn the big dial, we're going to just see what happens.
Play. 110.00. 100.00. 98.00. 96.95.00. 88.00.
Let's record a little something.
Stop.
At 88.
Plugin. Plugin.
Okay. Stop again.
Stop.
Just to rewind it. By the way, double stop is rewind, at least in Logic. So if we press stop once, it'll stop the transport where it is. At least in my setup, it's going to be different for you. Stop again is going to take it to the very beginning. So let's press record. We've got a one bar count in.
Record.
All right, that will do. Let's play it back.
Stop. Play.
There we go.
Stop.
So let's do something a little crazy. Let's go
plugin
up to the first sound.
Piano.
Which is another piano. Okay. And we're going to add some of this
stereo delay SS.
Stereo delay business to it. I'm not sure what we'll do yet.
Right mix, 0.
Let's turn up the right 21. Mix.
Right feedback, 75.
And
right deviation, 0. Point. Right note, 1 stroke, 2 dot. Left mix, 0.
Left mix.
23.
There we go.
26. 26.
Now, they're both set to the same thing. So I could, let me show you the difference between the 8 knobs on the delay plugin versus the 8 knobs on smart controls, because you'll see why.
Left note, 1 stroke, 2 dotted.
Left note, 1, 2.
Left deviation, 0.00.
Left deviation.
Left feedback, 75.
Feedback.
Left mix, 26. Right note, 1 stroke, 2 dotted. Right deviation, 0.00. Right feedback, 75. Right mix, 21.
That's a lot of things there. What if I just want a slightly more slimmed down version of this? Well, if I press button 1.
Smart controls.
Then I can look at the last four controls.
Left note, 1 stroke, 2 dotted. 1 stroke, 8. 1 stroke, right note, 1 stroke, 2 dotted. 1 stroke, 8 dotted. 1 stroke, 8 dotted.
That makes a nice skippy rhythm.
Stop.
Let me try and record something with this.
Record.
I hit record. Okay, let me stop that.
Stop.
Let's say that I played it wrong. I'll play it back for you briefly, 1 second.
Play.
Let me press metronome to turn off the metronome during playback.
Stop.
And stop. And if I press play straight away, it will continue where we left off.
Play.
Okay.
Stop.
So let's hit stop twice. Let's undo this.
Undo.
Recording. And hit play again and make sure that it undid the recording I just did.
Play.
Yep, it's gone.
Stop.
So let me hit record.
Record.
And we'll play something else here. Okay, I'm not going to win any awards for this, but it just shows it's working the way it was intended to work. All right, let's go down 2 tracks.
Complete. Complete.
This is our last empty track here. What I'm going to do now is switch this complete to contact, and I'm going to name it such.
Speech unmuted. Selection contact. Replaced. Okay.
Okay, because I want to show you what it happens when you load contact on a track with the keyboard, because the keyboard now supports loading contact natively. And we'll see if we can't find maybe one of the leap presets as our drum backing or something. So this part does not relate to the keyboard, but I just need to switch instruments.
Mixer, layout area, contact, copy, MIDI, complete, O, list button, search tech or MIDI, or dash, or instruments, submen, 1999, or native instruments, absence, native, machine, native, massive, submen.
Pardon me.
Contact date, submenu. Native contact date, submenu.
The computer is behaving erratically, and I don't know why.
Native contact date, mono. Stereo. List button.
Of course, it's a live demo, and this happens. I really don't get it. Anyway, contact is loading, and will be loaded.
List button. Contact. Contact.
There we go.
Untitled tracks. Mixer. Group tracks.
Right. So let me mute voiceover speech again.
Speech muted.
Because we don't need it.
Plugin.
If I go up.
Complete.
We've got complete. I should call this. I'm going to name it Piano Tech.
Piano Tech.
And up.
Piano.
Let's call this Delayed Piano. And
Delayed Piano.
As soon as I press enter, the keyboard speech, not the voiceover, but the keyboard speech is announcing, or the NI Accessibility Helper is announcing the change instantly, which is great.
Piano Tech. Contact. Contact.
There we go.
Plugin.
So, just like complete control, when you've got that instantiated on a track.
Smart controls, contact 8 stereo.
Let's make sure we're there. If I press the browser here,
browser,
we can now load contact instruments. But we need to check the training mode because things are a little bit different. They're similar to complete control, but a bit different.
Training mode on.
Okay, let's do shift button 1.
Previous, move disabled.
Okay.
Next, move disabled.
2.
Quick browse disabled.
3.
Speak preset on.
4.
Unassigned.
5.
Unassigned.
6.
Reset filters disabled.
7.
Pre-hear on.
Pre-hear on.
Training mode off.
But it's the first two buttons that matter because we're not moving between instrument and effects now.
Next, no instrument loaded disabled. Previous, no instrument loaded disabled.
Because you can stack instruments in contact, and this is where things can get potentially interesting.
Next, combined.
So, yeah, okay. The buttons 3 and 4 move between various different things.
Previous instruments.
That's 3.
Next, combined.
That's 4. Press button 4 again.
Next, tools.
Tools.
Next, leap.
Leap. That's what we wanted to find. Okay, so let me turn the product knob.
Round, empty. Product, empty. It is new wave. Acoustic drums.
Acoustic drums. Perfect.
Product, acoustic drums.
Let's turn the big dial and see what we can find.
Ice kit. Brush kit. Funky kit. Granny kit. Grey band kit. Jar kit. Lazy kit.
We're going to click on this.
Load.
And now it's loaded. And they're just a couple of keys in the middle of the keyboard. Oh, you know what? In my training, I forgot to do 3 buttons above the pitch and touch strips. I need to talk about those, actually. So let me quickly jump back into training mode.
Training mode on.
Okay, above the pitch wheel is the touch strip. On the Mark II, it was actually below. But there are 3 buttons above here. There is the
fixed velocity off.
Fixed velocity button and
octave down. Octave up.
Octave down and up buttons. If you hold shift on these, you will find out
semitone down, semitone up,
that you can transpose like that. So it goes down by a single semitone instead of entire octave. Okay, so let's come out of there.
Play. Stop. Metro on.
I'm going to turn the metronome on. I'm going to hit play. I don't know what tempo this is. Play. Is it even synced? It is. I thought it was, but I couldn't remember what BPM we'd recorded at. So I'll just hit record, shall I?
Record.
What can we do? That's C, by the way. Okay, D is another fill. E. So let's undo that because it was a terrible recording.
Undo.
Okay.
Stop. Record.
Record again. All from the keyboard. It will be quantized, it's okay. I played it a bit late there, you can hear it. Okay,
stop.
Let's play that back.
Play.
Perfect. Now, if I wanted to restart this without stopping the transport, if I hold shift and press play.
Shift. Restart. Restart. Restart.
Then stop. I can do that. So cool. So, we're in contact, and I can press the down arrow key.
Next preset, shrug it.
Or the next preset, rather, and change the kit entirely.
Stop.
What happens if I press play now?
Play.
an entirely different feel happens. But remember, we are in contact, not in complete control. And this is one of the cool things. The Mark III can control contact.
Previous preset, lazy kit.
Let's go back to that. If I go to the first track.
Pianotech. Pianotech.
Just to prove a point.
Previous track. Plugin.
It should have said piano.
Pianotech. Delayed piano.
Thank you. Let's press button 2 above the screen to go to the plugin.
Studio piano stereo.
Just to make a prove a point. If I press the preset here.
Next disabled.
It says next disabled.
Next disabled.
Because it does not have control over third-party plugins that are not complete control or contact. So I can't change preset on this instrument, but I could on complete control or contact. So that's rather cool. What else did I want to show you? I wanted to show you the pedal situation. Okay, so why don't I duplicate this track? I need a new one to mess with. Okay, just duplicating the track.
Pianotech. Speech on.
Give me speech.
Track 2, delay piano. Track 3, pianotech. Track 4, contact. Track 2, pianotech. Track 1, delay piano. Track 2, delay piano.
Okay, cool.
Speech
mute. Mute that. Spare.
Spare.
And there's nothing on this track. So what we'll do first off is I will remove, I'll use VoiceOver to do this, the stereo delay on this track so you can see what happens. So if you remember button 3 at the moment.
Stereo delay, SS. Studio piano stereo. Stereo delay, SS.
That's just me going between the two plugins. I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on and delete this effect from this track.
Speech unmuted. Mixer, layout area. Get off mid piano, insert street delay in street list button. Search step, no plugin.
No plugin.
Button.
There we go.
Mixer, group, tracks, group.
Okay, turn speech off again.
Studio piano stereo.
Now.
Unassigned.
Unassigned, because the effect has been removed and the keyboard speech instantly muted. Knows that has happened. It's brilliant.
Studio piano stereo.
So. Let me show you another area of this keyboard. It's a very strange keyboard. There's so much to see and so much to do. And I told you I was going to miss a few things by mistake, but I'll try not to. So let's look at Shift and the browser key, because there's some special things in here that you're going to want to know about. Shift.
Spare.
Okay. Now we're in a little mode here, which is actually the MIDI section. And if I put training mode back on.
Training mode on. New. Edit.
Then a button 2 is the one we want, which is edit. Button 3.
Duplicate.
Duplicate. 4.
Delete disabled.
Delete. 5.
Rename.
6.
Import.
7.
Export.
And 8.
Load.
And load. So all of these things, please mess with. I don't want to do it here because I don't know how it will behave. And, you know, recording straight things could mess up. So.
Training mode off.
I'm not going to show you all of this, but I will show you some of the stuff in here because I think you'll like it. So let's press button number 2.
Spare.
And it said spare. That's just the name of the track. Now, let's see. Let's go back into training mode.
Training mode on. Previous buttons and knobs disabled. Next buttons and knobs. Previous page 2. Next page 2 disabled.
So we've got the buttons are doing more things. These functions can get really deep and really scary if you're not careful. So just want you to be aware of that. It's okay, but oof, I lose my way sometimes.
Unsigned. Reset. Rename. Done.
Okay, so those are the last few.
Training mode off.
So we are in buttons and knobs.
Previous buttons and knobs disabled.
And this is where you can define what your MIDI, what your keyboard sends out via MIDI. And if you want it to control other gear, this is the part you want to visit. Check Brian's, I linked it in the video description, by the way, Brian from Native Instruments, look into this section of it. I'm not going to spend too much time on this section, but I want to show you the pedal section in particular.
Button 2 CC 130 on.
So you can navigate on this keyboard in a myriad of ways. You'll know about the page left and right buttons. But if you move the dial on this screen to the left and right, and I don't mean turn it, I mean push it like a joystick.
Button 1 CC 112 on. Button 2 CC 1. Button 3 CC 114 on.
Then it's moving to the buttons above the screen. And this is in the MIDI section for controlling external hardware via the MIDI ports on the back of your system. Because this keyboard has two MIDI ports in and out. So you can get real deep. We're not going to spend time on this bit. We're going to move on. I'm going to press button 2.
Spare. Spare.
What is happening?
Unsigned. Unsigned.
Where am I and why is it doing that?
Training mode on. Previous. Touch strip and wheels. Next. Touch strip and wheels. Training mode off. Spare.
Oh, it is actually doing it, but it's...
Previous. Buttons are not disabled.
Not saying it correctly.
Spare. Spare.
Okay, so we're just going to have to work out where we are. Just...
First page disabled. First page disabled. Assign. Type. Control change.
All right, where are we?
Training mode on. Previous. Touch strip and wheels. Next, touch strip and wheels.
So we're on touch strip and wheels right now.
Training mode off.
So if I...
Pitch wheel. Mod wheel. Pitch wheel. Touch strip.
Okay, great. Fantastic. It's okay. Everything is saved and solved and sorted. So again, using the dial and pushing the dial to the left and right, and I do mean pushing, the first thing we come to...
Pitch wheel. Touch strip.
...is touch strip. And the touch strip, as I said, has moved above the pitch and mod wheels now. It's not below like it used to be. So it's kind of less in your way, and I do like that. If we look across the eight knobs, what can we do?
Assign type control change.
It's assigned to control change.
MIDI channel 1.
MIDI 1.
MIDI number 11.
Sorry, MIDI channel 1. CC 11. So if I play the piano and slide my finger, it's set to do that. Great. But if I move over to...
Pitch wheel. Mod wheel.
Oh, I can't do it here.
Touch strip.
Let me move to the next
spare
bunch of controls.
Key zone from 0 to... Key zone from 0 to...
That's key zone.
Next, general. 4D encoder up. 4D encoder left disabled. Next, general disabled. Next, general disabled.
Where are my pedals?
Previous, touch, previous, pedals.
Oh, it's reading it now. Thank goodness. Okay, why did you behave like this? It's because it's a video and you want to show me up, isn't it?
Sustain. Expression.
Okay, so we're on expression here. This is what I wanted to show you in the first place. Right, let's look at the eight knobs here.
Settings, mode, continuous.
Mode, continuous.
Unassigned.
Unassigned.
Settings, invert, on.
Invert.
Unassigned.
Unassigned.
Settings, swap, ring.
Swap, ring. My pedal works better this way.
Unassigned. Unassigned. Unassigned.
And unassigned.
Last page.
Is there a... Yeah, there's a second and third page. So you not only navigate by pushing the dial, but you can also move by page. Oh, it gets confusing.
Assign, type, control change.
And here, look, we see something.
Unassigned. MIDI, channel 1.
Similar.
MIDI, number 11.
To that. And if I use my foot... It's the same as the touch strip. So you can change the touch strip and the pedal independently.
Previous, buttons and knobs. Next, pedals. Next, touch strip and wheels.
Yeah, there we go. So I want to make sure that we're on the touch strip.
MIDI, channel 1. MIDI, number 11.
Let's set this to...
10.
10.
10.
So now I have a pan control on my touch strip, and I have expression on my expression pedal. Two totally independent actions. They don't have to be tied together. I think even on Mark II, they didn't have to be tied together, but it was not accessible to us to set these up on our own without sighted assistance on the Mark II keyboard. And from what I remember, you could only do it from within complete control anyway. So that's cool.
Unassigned.
That's what I wanted to show you, and that's why it's really nice that the accessibility helper is completely DAW independent, agnostic, doesn't matter. You could do this with a DAW completely closed, and it wouldn't make a difference.
Range from 0. Range to 127.
So there's the range as
unassigned.
Well. You can do all sorts of things here.
Unassigned.
I'm going to...
MIDI number 10.
Put this back to...
11.
11.
11.
Just because that's what I'm used to it being on. So I've got a slightly off-kilter piano now. The pan is... Actually, it was close enough. It's close enough. I can't really hear it if it's slightly left or right. But where are we?
Expression. Previous buttons and knobs. Previous buttons and knobs disabled.
Buttons and knobs. This is interesting because...
Button 2 CC 113 on. Button 1 CC 112 on.
You can set what these buttons output, and currently they're set to do like CC 112 and things. I don't know too much about the MIDI spec this high up, but you can change what these do if you want to deal with external gear.
Plugin.
So
plugin.
The last thing I want to show you is Shift and the Settings button, which is a below Play Assist and above your page left and right keys.
Shift, Settings.
Yeah, here we are. Are you going to read nicely?
Next, keyed. Previous, hardware. Previous, hardware disabled.
Yes, you're going to read nicely. I appreciate that, trying to show me up. So let's look at this section. We're in the settings again, and again, this is actually in the keyboard, so no need for a DAW open here at all. In fact, why don't I...
Speech unmute finder, find NI accessibility, NI accessibility.
Keep this window in focus so you can see what's going on. We'll mute speech again.
Speech muted.
Just so it doesn't interfere. Okay, let's look at the knobs here.
LEDs, brightness, 50.
LEDs, brightness, 50.
Unassigned.
Unassigned.
LEDs, color selection, fuchsia.
Color selection of fuchsia. I picked that. I think by default it was another color, but my daughter said it looked pretty.
LEDs, color selection, fuchsia.
And that's to do with the light guide, I think. Above each key is a light, and if you have a particular product loaded, like drums, that support light guide, you can see a rainbow and all kind of fun things here.
Unassigned. LEDs, light guide, on.
Light guide, on.
Unassigned. Display, brightness, 50.
This is the display brightness, which did not used to be accessible to us either. None of this did.
Unassigned.
And that's that one. Is there more on the pages?
First page disabled.
First page. How about moving the dial?
Next clip disabled.
Next clip. Okay. let's move over to
next key bed.
This is cool as well.
Sensitivity, velocity, linear.
This is the sensitivity of the key bed, and it's set to linear.
Unassigned. Keys, aftertouch, polyphonic.
Aftertouch, polyphonic. I didn't discuss this, but this keyboard actually is polyphonic aftertouch. And that's very cool when you're playing certain instruments, synthesizers and things. We could find one if you're interested. We'll find a polyphonic sound, probably from Arturia CS80 or something.
Unassigned. Aftertouch, curve, 67.
That's the aftertouch curve. I didn't touch any of this stuff.
Aftertouch, sensitivity, 50.
Aftertouch, sensitivity.
Aftertouch, threshold, 0.
Threshold.
Aftertouch, delay. Aftertouch, delay, 0.
And the delay. All right, let's move on to...
Next, access MIDI template.
Access MIDI template. Not going to touch that.
Next, general.
General. Let's look a bit here. It can get a bit wordy.
About, control S61 MK3.
That's the about of the keyboard.
Unassigned.
These are all unassigned until you get to knob 8, and then it starts reading out the names of people that have helped out. And it's a really long list, so I don't want to do that. But if you were to touch knob 8 here, you'd be here for a while.
Next, usage data.
And then you've got usage data.
Next, license.
And then you've got license.
Next, license disabled.
And that's the end. And you can, if you want.
License agreement, carutals.
You can start reading the license agreement for all of the products that are inside a keyboard. And if you, knob 1 is the product and knob 8 will read it out using your voice of choice. And again, you could be here all week if you wanted to do that. There are, I don't know how many hundreds of products used in the keyboard to make it. So yeah, that's what I wanted to show you.
Plugin.
So we're back to the plugin here. So we have seen that we can adjust our own pedals. You can calibrate the pedals too. I should probably show you how that's done. I wonder if I can do it without actually doing it, because I don't want to brick my expression pedal too hard. Let's go back into
MIDI templates,
hit button 2.
Edit.
And
next, pedals.
Pedals. Okay. Now, how do I find expression again?
Sustain. Expression.
There it is. Let's go back into training mode.
Training mode on.
Because the 8 buttons above the screen do more things. Okay. We know that 1 and 2 goes previous and next. So let's not bother with those. Let's see what 3 does.
Unassigned.
4.
Unassigned.
5.
Unassigned.
6.
Calibrate.
7 is calibrate, and you may need to do this. And 8
done.
Is done. So once you've calibrated your pedal, which is a quite simple process, you can follow the on-screen prompts / voice spoken prompts, all independently. And I was so excited when I was able to do this on my own. I was like, yeah, this is all I needed my whole life. You can carry on and just enjoy your keyboard. So look, this has been really, really lengthy. And I think at this point, I'm just going to hit...
Plugin. Training mode off.
That.
Stop.
And I'm just going to play you out with my little thing that I made earlier that you heard me make, and say thank you so, so much for listening. If you got this far and you got through the entire video, give yourselves a cookie. I don't have any to give you, I'm afraid. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch. I guarantee I missed something important. I didn't mean to, but as you can tell, this keyboard is vastly, vastly more powerful and has a lot more features than the Mark II keyboard ever did. So if I have missed something, I apologize. I can only apologize. But do check out Brian's From Native Instruments video on this topic as well. Do check out Chris Ankin's wonderful write-up, all linked in the description. And
stop.
If you've enjoyed this, I'm just going to hit
play. Metro off.
And say see you next time. Thank you so much for listening.